Something completely different. Again, the 21st century techno guest. Yep, that's me, all right. And we are lucky enough to have with us Professor Ian Miller from the famous hotel school, which I now know is pronounced Lausanne. Among many achievements listed in the biography, you will have seen Ian created the unique cyber hotel at the school, a specially equipped and fully functioning centre on campus that features best practice IT solutions in hospitality technology currently being used in the industry. So taking us up to that vital coffee break, which will be at 10:55, please welcome Ian Miller.
Thank you, good morning. Hello to all those watching on the net. Just a slight change, we mentioned it was the techno guest. I've actually sort of slightly modified what I wish to go through with you. Start with what are the out technologies. When I presented to you last year, there has been a vast change on the way on the technology landscape, some big changes in place. Again, just been mentioned technology moving so fast. Obviously, look at what are the main technologies coming through. And I don't just want to do the guest, also I really want to cover marketing, HR, back of house. So a bit of a pick and mix as we go through. I thought we could do this maybe in a bit of a top of the pop scene. Look at the top 10, so we have a Jimmy Savile moment. I won't be doing the voice. But maybe to start with what we call the technology tombstone. So these are the technologies that are, officially out. Pay TV in the traditional model is gone. High internet charges, we really need to look at what we do with the internet. Don't install software anymore. That's gone, it's finished. And obviously cabled internet, we're now in the Wi-Fi world. Analog TV and email is even on its way out, if you can believe it. So I'd like to start in number 10 is, please, we need to look at getting control of your internet access. And this is where the problem is starting, because a lot of people we're seeing now are traveling laptopless. You now have your office in your pocket. How many of you over the last, from yesterday and today, have been looking down every 5 minutes in your BlackBerry?
And well, keep... assume that's what you're looking at.
And of course, this is where the problem comes, because a lot of guests now, are they actually going to be using the internet access that you provide? Because they're actually going to be going through the 3G network. Then it's going to be 4G and 5G. So how the guests connect to the internet, that whole model is shifted, TripAdvisor or not. I think it's important is that you get proactive in TripAdvisor. Example there, Citizen, they respond to what the guests say, negative or positive. And again, the Facebook site, Twitter. How many have a Twitter site? Dell last year made $3 million from Twitter. It's free. The Wynn Las Vegas has 320,000 followers on Twitter. This is what the young people do. Personally, and you believe it, I don't get Twitter. I can't do it. But again, I'm old. But again, the new modern guests are doing that. So it's being more proactive about your presence on the internet. And again, no disrespect to any inspectors or anything else. A quote I heard recently was, don't trust a hotel inspector, trust the masses. So it's, where does it go? That's not me, that's just a quote I heard. So we need to get control of online presence. All that's going to lead into something called triple play. If you're going to be refurbing your hotel soon or building a new one, something called converged networking. Basically running one cable into the room, or one type of cabling. And that will then allow for all the different technologies we use to converge together. So no longer do we have phone lines and then the old coax cable for TV, although that's obviously still in place, it's all going to be an IP world. Number 8, goodbye email, start waving. Google have been doing some interesting stuff over the last year. This is a Google Wave program, which is basically your email, your Flickr, your Facebook, everything in one. So how you collaborate online is going to change. So we've also had snail mail, now email, and now it's going to be this online, constantly connected Google Wave type idea. I know one university in America, they don't even issue email addresses anymore to their students. It's gone. So I'm afraid the days of email fairly soon, which could be quite nice, will be over. Number 7, as mentioned, apps. We've gone app mad recently. A couple of examples there. The one on the left, Hotel Evolution. So actually, a Malibu hotel in California, they will give you an iPod Touch when you check in. And that is how you interact with the hotel. You want concierge, order a taxi, food menu. They'll even preload any music you want on there so that you are given that upon check-in. Or if you have an iPod Touch, they'll load it on for you. Back a house, wrecked an example. There's a hotel in Las Vegas. They give that to all their housekeepers and engineering. So your whole collaboration back of house is done through iPod Touch. So we don't even use phones anymore. Change room status, engineering reports. Is your restaurant listed on Urban Spoons? Bright Kite. There's so many tourism apps now keeping up and being proactive about it. And then it was mentioned before by Sarah, you have your image on the net. Maybe I could just push this one more forward. This is actually a 3D booking engine that you don't actually buy, you rent it. So your guests, they don't see images of your hotel. They see a 3D rendered image of your building. The green rooms are the available ones. Yes, you do see the image on the right-hand side. You can choose by pricing structure, additional services. So this is one for one in Austria, so you're obviously very big on skiing. So we're even now further above and beyond just the traditional pictures. It's now actually 3D rendering of your hotel. And that's just going to go around a little bit more and keep on going. And then also the idea behind that, you see the background as well, and that's been done through Google Earth. So it's integrated with Google Earth. So if you want to offer a booking experience to your guests, what's better, just going through Expedia or maybe doing something like this? It's a more interactive experience for your guests. And that will finish shortly. I think that's it. And as we mentioned over the last couple of days, number five, green it, is coming up with a green IT strategy. This is something now that a lot of guests are looking at, again, to like TripAdvisor. Guests are looking to stay in eco-friendly hotels. So what do you do with your IT? What products do you purchase? Are they green enabled? How do you dispose of your technology? How do you use it? Why do we print so much in hotels? Do we need to go paperless? And when I say that, I mean completely paperless. If you actually estimate how much paper you use just for checkout, it's a vast amount of paper. So do we need to find other ways, using technology, of being green? Energy management for the rooms. That will be very, very big. So again, so we shut down the room when the guest isn't in. Intelligent minibars. The guest is in the room isn't let, why do we cool the minibars? So there's a lot that can be done on the green aspect of technology. Number four, back to 3D. 3D TV is now in and here to stay. When I was actually starting this presentation, I did this part back in December. There wasn't really too much around on 3D. It's just exploded in the last few weeks. The success of Avatar from James Cameron, that's proved it. IMAX, that's out of date. It's now 3D. So if you are looking to replace your TVs, you might want to hold off. They reckon by 2013, 50% of all American households will have 3D TVs. So we're now into 3D, excuse me. So Blu-ray, sorry, out of date. That's where we're going. Number three, we're all getting juice jitters. Very luckily now, with a standard come out for all mobile phones except Apple, is going to be powered now by micro USB. Why is this important? Is that we all want to charge up. This is a lovely example of a USB faceplate. That was in Oakland Airport in America. So instead of what we saw a few years back providing plugs at desk level, I would now say provide USB faceplates at desk level. The guest just plugs straight in. Put USB faceplates everywhere in your hotel. In the bar, in the restaurant, we're all going to want to be charging up. So USB power is now standard. We're doing good for time. Number two, touch. Touchscreen technology is in and to stay. Microsoft Surface is an example. That's been out for a few years, but their problem was they lacked applications for it. Those are now out. The top right one example of Inimo's restaurant. I actually went there on Sunday night, and I went to the restaurant just to try out the table. Not for the food. Food was good. But to try out the table experience. So that restaurant, really, they're doing well in the troubling times, we know, just out of curiosity. If people were just going there to try out the technology and try out the table. And it was a good experience. It was good fun. And now we've seen the new Slate tablet come out from Microsoft. So everything is going to be going touch. And number one, in the clouds, cloud computing. If you ask me now, I'm going to install some software, I would say don't even bother. It's also called software as a service. But the cloud computing, we also cover platform as a service and infrastructure as a service. Basically, what I'm saying is take all your IT and remove it from your hotel. You rent service space, you pay fixed monthly fee, no upfront costs, and it's manageable. And then you have professional IT companies running your IT infrastructure for you. Don't try and do it yourselves. I don't mean this rudely. It's not your job. Your hotel is, you're not IT people. So I would outsource 100% all of my IT. We can't yet do 100% of the systems we use, but just get it all out. Have multiple internet lines coming in and rent. Don't buy software. The next verdict is I love the tech, but don't forget the older generations. And I should click. Questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Professor. Excellent. And whilst you were talking about the changing habits of young people, I was reminded of an episode of The Week presented by Andrew Neil just the other day. And as his sign-off, he says, you can see the things we've been talking about at bbc.co.uk, or you can find us on Twitter, or why not make a New Year's resolution to get a life? And I think I was in the back of my mind, I was starting to worry a little bit about some of our guests who already find the technology we're putting in front of them today confusing. And are we going to disenfranchise today's guests by going too far ahead of them in the way that we embrace technology? That's a question for you, Professor. And we have a couple from the students as well.
Sorry, can you say the question again?
Forget it. Let's go on. Now, I'm so used to this at home, it's water off a duck's back. The question has come from Gleon, so thank you very much, Gleon, for this. All these technology trends will likely mean new security issues. What are some new trends in combating these security issues?
Ooh, when you come to security in IT... Actually funny, because we mentioned the word recession. The first area that IT companies cut was actually security, when it actually should have probably been the last area. Because we spoke about figures earlier, what percentage of credit card fraud worldwide originates in hospitality? If anybody knows that, what we are responsible for. It's actually 55%. Originates in hospitality. Visa hate us. So we look at things like PCI compliance and IT and data security. The more the technologies move forward, there's always going to be security issues. The Russian mafia now make more money from online fraud than they do from selling drugs. It's a multi-billion pound business. For those who have BlackBerries, you've now got your first virus out. Congratulations. First virus iPhone has come out. RFID technology will be very, very big. So what we have in our biometric and our passport, that is hackable. Anything that we make that is technology is hackable. In the airline industry, because of that, no. Would you use your bank at the moment if you couldn't go to a hole in the wall to get the money? We don't think anything less of our bank because of that. If you had to go actually see someone to get your money, you probably wouldn't use that bank. So I don't think so, no. It depends how it's done. I think if you have, we can all have a bad check-in experience. If you have a poorly trained, poorly motivated receptionist and you have a bad experience, I'd rather not have that, and I'd rather check in on a kiosk. So difficult to say, but I'd say no.
Any questions from the floor, please, for Professor Miller? None? Well, there's one more, and this is from a mature student. Oh, sorry. Tim Howard. Thank you.
In terms of investment, all these things we hear about, I'm always taught spread the risk. It always worries me when the internet goes down, because as I understand, there are effectively two pipes in this country. With all this technology, we seem to be putting all our eggs in one basket. I must confess, I still use a pen and paper for certain things I'm doing. I use my Apple stuff or other stuff. So the security point is absolutely key. Aren't we running a risk of just putting all our eggs in one basket and suddenly having a day where everything stops and they just says, well, I don't really care, I'd still like to have, you know, the service. So what would be your view about protecting ourselves?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, when I showed the example of the IP conversion network, that is in effect all your eggs in one basket. If you do that, you then, in a way, almost have what we call redundant system. So if that goes down, it goes to a backup system. And if you take the internet as an entity, the internet has never gone down. It's virtually impossible, basically, for the internet as a whole to stop. The problem we have is what we call the last mile, that connection coming into your building. This is getting so much better. Every day it is improving. I mean, the uptime, let's say the software as a service providers who provide these online applications, their uptime is 99.9%. How many hotels can actually say their internal network has been running for 99.9% of the time? So it's actually better, the uptime is better, and the security is better if you actually move your IT out of your building and put it, as I said, number one, as a cloud and